What's going on, guys? Welcome to a very different episode of Dieting from the Inside Out. We're at the Real Coaches Summit here in Las Vegas, where some of the greatest minds in the coaching and education space are under one roof. So I'm going to go around and I'm going to be doing these rapid fire 5-question interviews where I'm asking all of these great minds the exact same questions, getting their different rapid fire answers. So let's get into it. All right, we're here with Ryan Kasem, one of my best friends. All right, Ryan, you ready for the rapid fire questions?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Wait, is this fucking your thing up already? Is it yes? Is it quick answers, or do I give you a thoughtful response?
Whatever feels best.
Okay.
Okay. First three, fitness, nutrition, weight loss specific. Okay. Last two, as open as you want to take it.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, best piece of advice for people to create weight loss results that never leave.
Best piece of advice for sustainable weight loss?
Yeah, to create results that never leave.
You got to work from the inside out, baby. I would say one of the biggest things you could do is take a step back from weight loss, actually, and take a break, go into maintenance, and work on your habits that will serve you in the long run, and don't focus on weight loss in the short term. So
okay,
that would be my advice.
Question two.
Yes.
Best piece of mindset advice that someone can implement right now.
I would say sit with yourself for 3 to 5 minutes every day and take a moment to just see how you're feeling. I think that's the biggest thing. I think people tend to eat their feelings or cope with bad habits because they don't realize what they are feeling. So sit with yourself a little bit each day, get some self-awareness and reflect, and go from there.
Question three. If you could go back in time and give yourself advice before you started your fitness journey, what would you say?
I would say put on your patience pants, young man. Pull those suckers up. Put on the patience pants. And also I would say don't just focus on flexing your muscle, focus on flexing your mindset.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
All right, time to get deep into the pool.
Okay. If I haven't already.
Because mind you, these next two don't have to be anything around fitness, nutrition.
Oh, perfect.
These are life, okay?
I like that.
If you could put anything on a billboard for the entire world to see, what would you put on that billboard?
Well, the first thing that came to mind were my ass cheeks. That's not what I want to say. You want the rapid fire? I would say it's one thing to be nice, it's another thing to be kind. Period. You want to explain that?
How do you go from ass cheeks to kindness?
That's not the question. Is that part of your five?
Right. All right, final question.
Okay.
What's the best piece of life advice you've ever been given?
It's the one I just said. My mentor, shout out Mr. Bodner. So he was a 65-year-old man at the time who would kick my 16-year-old ass in the gym. So I basically learned from a young age that fitness is more than just a young man's game. It's something for life. And he's the one that told me that it's one thing to be nice, it's another thing to be kind. And basically, he trained me for free for the next 10 years of my life.
Wow.
So I learned at a very young age that you have to give without expecting anything in return. So that's the best piece of life advice I've been given and seen in action.
There you have it. Thank you, Mr. Kasem.
My pointing life in Las Vegas.
All right, we're here with Kevin Driscoll. Okay, Kevin, you ready for these?
Dude, I'm ready to roll.
Okay. So for the first three questions are fitness nutrition related.
Okay.
The last two, whatever.
Freestyle.
Life. Like life philosophy, okay? Number one, best piece of advice for people to create results that never leave.
Best piece of advice to create results for people
that never leave.
I mean, I think the simple one that comes to top of mind is how you lose the weight is also going to be how you maintain it. So one thing I really like is focusing on like behavior change versus just like the numbers of, you know, the macros, the protein, the calories, which are important, but more or less like why do you act the way you act? You know, what motivates those actions and sort of diving into something like
that. I like that. Number two, best piece of mindset advice someone can implement right now?
Best piece of mindset advice someone can implement right now.
Like this very second.
This very second. Patience. It's going to take longer than it's going to take longer than you want it to take, but that's okay. Practice patience.
If number three, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice before you started your journey, what would you say?
Give my own, give myself advice. I would just say, am I allowed to swear?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Fucking A, yes you are. All right. Damn it, fuck yes you are.
I would say stop giving a fuck what other people think. You know, not only from like, no one cares that you're fucking jacked, people to care that you're a nice person and kind and all that stuff, but also no one's paying attention to what you're doing in the gym. Because I know for me, like early on, that's where I had a lot of anxiety, and that's what I always strive to do, doing this for other people.
Yeah.
Then finally be like, well, fuck it. Let me do it for me. And that, that. Sort of what created more happiness. I love that. More joy.
Okay. Next question.
All right. These are the last two,
Last two. No, so it doesn't have to be fitness related at all. If you could put anything on a billboard for the entire world to see, what would you put on that board?
So, I'll show them my tat.
Let's go.
I have a tattoo. It says, as I am. So that's my like own little personal mantra. And basically simply means accept me as I am. I'm doing the best I can. And it's not to mean like we can't do better or we won't fuck up. But I think truly in this world, everyone's trying to do the best is what they got. Get super distracted.
I love it.
So kind of as I am, just put that on a big billboard and let everyone know. That. Yeah.
Final question. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given that's resonated most with you?
Best piece of advice I've ever been given that's resonated most with me. Oh, man.
Yeah. What comes to mind first?
So the first thing that came to mind is just simply like, you can't fuck this up.
Love that.
Just fucking give it your best. Love You're that. Not going to fuck it up. You will fuck up, but like still keep going and all that good stuff. So
I love that. Hell yeah. Awesome. There you have it. All right. We are here with Jimmy Hallinan. There we go. All right. We're going to get into it. All right. First three questions, more nutrition, fitness related. Right. The last two, just let your deep thinker brain go off. Right, we'll okay. See. So best piece of advice for people to create results that never leave.
Understand from the mindset of it's a lifestyle, that this is something that's going on for the rest of your life. This is not, well, I got to do this to get to this goal. The actions that you're doing is the goal. So once you start focusing on the actions you're doing versus the result that you get, you are already successful.
Love that.
Because the action's the goal.
Love that. Number two, best piece of mindset advice someone can implement right now.
I feel like I just said that.
No, it's because you're saying that.
Like, was that like a two for one special?
Yeah, okay, two for one. We'll count it. We'll count it. All right, number three, if you could go back and give yourself advice from when you started your journey, what advice would you give yourself?
I mean, growing up in the 90s, I just tried, you just tried everything. So, like, there's a lot of benefits to it with trying all these random things. But I would want people, if they're trying different stuff, to see, to have the approach of, I'm just trying this out. This is not the answer. You want to try keto, you want to see how you like it, try it out. But to be constantly searching for some specific answer is just causing you to delay ever starting. And then if it doesn't work out, now you feel hopeless or helpless.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Love that. All right, let's mushroom brain on for a second. Okay. If you could put anything on a billboard for the entire world to see, what would you put on?
I felt like these cliche-y things of, but it's true, just being kind to yourself. Be nice to treat yourself well today. Kind of a thing, I guess, just in a passing moment of something.
Yeah.
Just wish people treated themselves a little bit better. Just was a little bit more kind to themselves.
Love that.
So,
Ryan's answer was his ass. So that's a much better answer. Final question. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
It'll stop bothering you when it stops bothering you. It was a weird one. I mean, my father always said happiness is a choice. That's a big one. It took me a while to maybe kind of get that. But it'll stop bothering you and it stops bothering you. I was complaining to a friend about something. And he just said, it'll stop bothering you and it stops bothering you. And I thought, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And then I just kind of realized, I'm allowing this thing to bother me.
Enabling it.
Yeah. Like, I keep feeding it. Like, oh, this person was annoying me every time they do this. And I just kept focusing on that. And then it just hit me that one day of, I'm the problem, not them.
That's good.
So it'll stop bothering you, it stops bothering you. Yeah.
Love like that. There you have it. All right, we are here with Matt Vandalar. There we go.
That is right.
All right, rapid fire style. The first three questions are more nutrition, fitness related, weight loss related. The last two are more life, general philosophy. Doesn't have to be about nutrition or fitness. Okay. Question number one, best piece of advice for people to create results that never leave?
Do something they enjoy. That's with nutrition, with movement, their hobbies, everything. I mean, we know that if you enjoy what you're doing, you're going to stick with it. So that means if eating pizza once a week allows you to stick with your nutrition plan and reach your weight loss goals or whatever they are, have the damn pizza.
Love that. Love that. Best piece of mindset advice someone can implement right now?
Ooh.
Yeah. Mindset. A little tactical.
I think it's just like she just said on the first talk, it's progress and not perfection. Just doing something every day that gets you a little bit closer to your goal, no matter how much you're struggling. Like, there's always something you can do to move the pendulum forward in a way, whether that's a 10-minute walk or just breathing for 30 seconds to get you in a good headspace to tackle a problem you're being faced with. Just there's always something you can do. And it's not just movements related. It's not just food related. It's these behaviors and the things related to the way we think and talk to ourselves is really the most powerful.
Oh, yeah. Honestly. Number three, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice before you started your journey, what would you tell Matt?
Don't do intermittent fasting and keto.
Okay.
Honestly, those were two diets that I really struggled with for a long time. Because I yo-yo dieted for years doing those things, and they really destroyed my relationship with food. I gained weight or lost weight many times, but I would always gain it back. And for me, it was honestly, I saw it as like freedom, but actually looking back at it, it was almost like it was locking me in a prison in a way, because I was stuck within those constraints of those, you know, eating 8 hours a day, which really gave me a lot of unhealthy behaviors with food.
So no trendy diets. I like it.
Yeah, no trendy diets.
All right, final two questions. If you could put anything on a billboard for the entire world to see, what would you put on that billboard?
A billboard for anybody to see.
Billboard the entire world would see. What would you put on that billboard?
Be your fucking self.
Love that.
Be yourself. Stop living your life to make other people happy. Stop living your life to other people's standards, what you think they expect of you. Do something that makes you happy. You're gonna find enjoyment and love and peace in that.
Love that. Final question. What's the best piece of advice you've ever personally been given?
Take some accountability.
Okay.
I really struggled with that early on. Before I ever started my fitness career, my fitness passion, really, is it was always everybody else's fault other than mine. And my dad told me that. Mm. Like, Matt, it's just never your fault. You're never doing anything right, right? You're never doing anything wrong. It's everybody else, right? So that one really stung true to me.
I love that.
To take the responsibility for my own actions.
I love that. Yeah. There you have it. All right, we're here with Christy Campbell. All right, Christy, number one, best piece of advice for people to have results that never leave.
That never leave?
Results that never leave.
Oh,
like
results.
Permanent results.
Permanent results that never leave. Don't start anything that you can't see yourself doing when you're 70 years old.
That's good. Best piece of mindset advice that someone can implement right now?
Consider every day like a 1 to 10, where we just want like a 60% or better average. Mm. And so over a year that you get huge results with that, as opposed to 10 or nothing.
Love that. Number three, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice before you started your journey, what would you tell yourself?
Make less changes.
Okay.
Yeah, stay on the same path longer and only make pivots based off of data rather than feelings.
Love that. Number four, getting a little deeper.
Okay.
If you could put anything on a billboard that the entire world sees, what would you put on that billboard?
Be present.
Love that. Last question, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh, the best piece of advice I've ever received. That's a really hard one.
Yeah.
That's the hardest one.
What comes to mind first? Like, first thing that comes.
Stop being small. And then in the quest to stop being small, just remove everything that's not you.
Love that. There you have it. All right, so we're here with Aram.
Am I speaking to you? That's like right. This?
Oh, you can, don't matter. Whatever. Who's vibing it?
Hi,
okay, Beth. Okay, this is rapid fire Q&A.
Okay.
First three questions are fitness, weight loss, nutrition based.
Okay.
The final two are just life philosophy, whatever comes to you. Okay. So number one, best piece of advice for people to create results that never leave.
Create a system. Have a system for your ingredient preparation on a weekly basis and replicate that system week in and week out.
Love that.
Simple.
Cool. Number two, best piece of mindset advice someone can implement right now.
It's not going to be exciting.
Love
and you have
that.
To, and you have to accept that it's going to be kind of mundane.
Love that. Love that. All right. Number three, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice from when you started your journey, what would you tell yourself?
Seek more incredible education as opposed to sifting through the online drivel that is there. Mm. Well, because we had to do it the old school way back in the day. Mm. Obviously, like reading long form articles as opposed to getting all the information on Instagram. Sure. So I think just being able to go straight to the source of people who are doing it the right way.
Love that. Love that. All right. Final two. If you could put anything on a billboard that the entire world would see, what would you put on that billboard?
Be nice. Just be nice.
That's been the general consensus, like be kind, be nice, except for Ryan. Ryan said my ass cheeks. So, all right.
Kasim?
Yeah, that's right.
Of course.
All right, final question. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given? Life advice.
Never stop trying, and that was my mom. Mm. Cancer survivor, multiple issues of her life, never stopped trying. And because you never stop trying, you never actually lose.
Love that.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks, brother. All right. I'm here with Mike Milner. All right, Mike, rapid fire. The first three questions are fitness, nutrition.
Yeah.
The last two are just life philosophy, your personal beliefs, okay?
Cool.
Number one, best piece of advice for people to create weight loss results that never leave?
I would say the basics, which would be lift some stuff, move your body each day, and eat some quality food, and do that for a really long time. Make those habitual, and you'll never lose your results.
Love that. Number two, best piece of mindset advice that someone can implement right now?
Mindset advice would be the infinite game, which is the objective of the game is to keep playing the game. There's no finish line. There's no rush. There's no outcome that makes everything all like sunshine and rainbows. It's you're in it forever, so treat it that way.
I love that. Number three, if you can go back in time and give you advice before you started your journey, what would you tell yourself?
Stop under-eating and actually eat to build muscle and fuel performance, because I started the process with like the prime time for results. I completely wasted by dieting too much, too frequently, too extremely. So stop under-eating and yeah.
Love that. Love that. All right. Stepping away from fitness nutrition. If you could put anything on a billboard the entire world would see, what would you put on that billboard? That's not marketing.
It's not marketing?
That's not marketing.
Okay.
Not like, go buy my shit. Like,
not like, fuck algorithms, send emails.
Okay, you can do that. Yeah, there you go. You can do that.
Fuck algorithms, send emails.
I like that. And then what's the best piece of life advice that you've ever been given?
The concept of pursuing closer versus more. So the idea is, we often chase more money, more things, you know, more cars, whatever, without actually putting a directionality to it. Like, am I actually moving closer to the things that I want? Mm. Is this decision move me closer, or is it just more for the sake of more?
So I love that.
Closer over more.
Nice. There you have it, Mike Milner, everybody. All right, Caleb Fong. All right, rapid fire interview.
All right.
First three questions, fitness, nutrition, weight loss.
Okay.
Final two, your own beliefs, life philosophy.
Cool.
Okay. Number one, best piece of weight loss advice for people to create results that never leave.
Oh man, focus on things that probably other people don't talk about, like walking a lot. Some things that are very low hanging fruit, which most people don't really consider to be something that would push them closer to their goals, but something like walking 5,000, 10,000 steps a day. I mean, that'll create a lot more long lasting results than following some bullshit diet for a long period of time.
Love that. Love that. Best piece of mindset advice someone can implement right now.
For like fitness, nutrition. Man, small changes will create big, long-lasting results. I think a lot of times people jump into a weight loss goal and they jump for the farthest-reaching thing, like training for a huge event or like, you know, trying some crazy diet. But making small changes in their life can create bigger changes down the road.
Love that. Love that. And number three, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice before you started your fitness journey,
sure,
what would you tell yourself?
Train a lot less for ego and more for results. I started like powerlifting and I was trying to keep up with everybody else around me. So if I trained more for my own results versus trying to compare myself to everybody else, sure, I would have gotten a lot further, a lot quicker.
Love that. All right, stepping away from fitness nutrition.
Yeah.
If you could put anything on a billboard the entire world would see, what would you put on that billboard?
Oh, man. If you focus on serving others more, then more will come back to you.
That's so good. Final question. What's the best piece of advice, life advice, that you've ever been given?
Yeah, this is from one of my first mentors, a really good friend of mine still to this day. He told me to slow down and things will speed up very quickly. And that wasn't even related to business.
Yeah.
We were just talking about some things in life, but he was like, if you can slow down and start to recognize patterns in your life more, start to recognize the things that are really important to you, he is like, your results and everything that you want will come a lot quicker. So he's like, slow down, things will speed up.
Love that. There you have it, Caleb Fong, everybody. All right, so question one, best piece of advice for people to create results that never leave.
Be consistent. Do something that you can do for the rest of your life that's harder to stop than it is to start.
Love that. Love that. Question two, what piece of mindset advice you can give someone that they can implement right now?
Stop treating people the way that they want to be. Let me start over with that. Stop treating people the way you want to be treated and start treating people the way that they want to be treated.
Love that. Number three, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice before you started your own fitness journey, what advice would you give yourself?
Stay in a single vertical until you absolutely exhausted that vertical to the point that you can't tolerate going wider. I went wide too fast. I'm happy with where I ended up. I wouldn't change anything now, but if I was going back in time, I would have stayed in one angle the whole time until it was overflowing with other opportunities.
Love that. Love that. All right, stepping away from fitness stuff. If you could put any message on a billboard for the entire world to see, what would you put on the billboard?
It's not about you.
I love how fast that was.
That thought process changed my life. It's not about you and it's still your responsibility. That changed everything for me.
That's
so
awesome.
People walk around feeling like, oh, he offended me. He didn't follow me back on Instagram. He didn't invite me to his party, whatever. Like it's about them.
Sure.
And it was never about them.
That's good. Final question. What's the best piece of advice about life that you've ever been given?
It's not about you.
Fair enough.
it's not about you.
I love it.
That's the best advice I've given, but what I can say also just from modeling other people is you have to be the person who makes everyone else's life better. So instead of aiming for be impressed with me, be the person who walks into a room and aims to be impressed by other people.
I love that.
The only way you can do that is by asking genuine questions, by being genuinely curious and actually paying attention to the answers.
That's good. Appreciate it, man. Dr. Sean Pastuch, everybody.
Thank you, Jared.
All right, here with Beth Farocco. All right, here's how these questions go. The first three, fitness, weight loss, nutrition related. The last two, just life, your own prerogative.
Okay.
Question one, best piece of advice for people to create results that never leave.
Focus on the basics.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay.
Keep it simple.
That's right. Number two, best piece of mindset advice someone can implement right now.
Quit the perfection mindset.
Okay.
I mean, that's easier said than done.
Sure.
But everything is. But stop being a perfectionist.
Yeah. All of it is, right? All of it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Number three, getting a little deeper now.
Fuck.
If you could go back in time and give yourself advice before your journey started, what would you tell yourself?
Ooh, be kinder to yourself.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
I was not too kind to myself.
Okay. All right, last two. No more fitness, nutrition.
Okay.
Just life. If you could put anything on a billboard in front of the whole world to see, what would you put on the billboard?
We can do hard things.
Nope.
Just that. We can do hard things.
I'm shocked there's not a fuck in that. We can do hard fucking things.
Yeah, we can do hard fucking things.
I love that. I love that. All right, last question. What's the best life advice you've ever personally been given?
I don't fucking know.
Like, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Best piece of
I'm drawing a blank.
Best piece of advice that you've ever been given?
Don't take everything too seriously.
I like that.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that's it.
Hell yeah. Beth Ferracco, everybody.
Thank you, Jared.
We're here with Chad. All right, Chad, here's how it's going to work. Five questions. Okay. The first three are fitness, nutrition, weight loss based. Word. The last two are not.
All right.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so number one, best piece of advice for people to create results that never leave.
Best piece of advice to create results that never leave. A, make sure you're standing on very solid ground before entering whatever the phase is that you want to create results in. Whether that's fat loss, whether that's muscle gain, like get consistent and make sure that the work that you're putting in is of high quality. I would not want to build a skyscraper if I have it built from below and up first. So I'd say healthy relationship with food. I'd say healthy relationship with exercise. I'd say really, really good technique in the gym and then really build from there.
I love it. Number two, best piece of mindset advice you could give someone that they can implement right now.
Explore yourself.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is when you are experiencing something that's maybe challenging, view it as an opportunity, view it as something that's great for you, view it as an opportunity for you to get curious with yourself, to learn more about yourself. I think when you do ask yourself questions, usually the quality of your life is also a byproduct of the quality questions you're asking yourself. So if you're asking yourself the questions of like, why is this happening to me? Why does this always happen? Why do I suck at this? How is that really serving you? Mm. Maybe ask yourself questions of like, hey, this is what's going on. How can I be better from this? What can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? Who do I need to talk to? Who do I need to reach out to? So I think start asking yourself better questions and start looking at challenges as opportunity.
I love that. Number three, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice before your own fitness journey started, what specifically would you tell yourself?
Nobody likes my answer to this question because I wouldn't give myself any advice at all. If I didn't go through everything that I've experienced, if I didn't go through a unhealthy relationship with food and binge eating, if I didn't go through burning through a bunch of muscle mass and crash dieting, if I didn't go through coaching myself through my first prep and like having terrible digestion through that and also again burning through muscle mass, if I didn't make all of those mistakes, I wouldn't have learned the principles and the foundations that I now stand on to help me create results for life.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No more fitness, nutrition, life, your own beliefs, whatever. If you could put anything on a billboard that the entire world would see, what would you put on the billboard?
I'm just going to give you what went to my mind first, and it's be better.
Let's go. Okay. I dig it. So what's the last question? What's the best piece of advice you've personally ever been given?
Ooh, that's a good question. Nothing specific. And it goes back to my half-sister actually just telling me like, hey, why don't you just start a business? Like, why don't you help more people with this? I was at a time where I was actually working for her and her company. And I had a goal when I was in school to just keep building up in that company. But she could see how passionate I was about this. And she could see how much it lit my eyes up. She could see how much time I was putting into it. So she just asked me that question. Mm. And so I look at that question as like my greatest piece of advice personally. I know that maybe isn't something. It is something, actually. I think the greatest piece of advice I've ever gotten is to just go after what you love the most and what you enjoy the most and what brings me the most joy and excitement in life, regardless of income, regardless of anything else. Just like follow something that you really enjoy doing.
That's
the greatest advice.
Chad Morgan, everybody. Cool. All right, Far. Five questions. Three fitness, nutrition, mindset, or mostly three fitness, nutrition related. Mm-hmm. Last two. Like life philosophy of Far, okay?
Okay. Got it.
Number one, best piece of advice to give someone to create results that never leave.
Keep it simple. So focus on basic, really good technique with training. Make your meals as simple as possible in a manner where it's things that you like consistently to eat. Get good sleep. Like the simpler this is foundationally, the longer it lasts.
Mm. Love that. Number two, best piece of mindset advice someone can implement right now.
Love what is. We are really good at getting like emotional about things because what our belief is versus what reality is, they're not congruent. Like they're running, if they're both running parallel, life is good. When one is in opposite direction the other, life is all fucked up. Mm. And I think learning to line up your beliefs with what reality is and loving it, because there's beauty in that process, that's the best piece of advice.
It's beautiful. Number three, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice before you started on your journey, what would you tell yourself specifically?
All the simple shit is going to work for the next 50 years. So don't try to reinvent the wheel. I can't even tell you how many people we have had clients. I've worked with professional athletes. I can't tell you how many people, when I show them what I do with a pro or what I do, they're like, it's not. I'm like, of course it's not different. Like, mm-hmm. there's some nuances, but it's the same movements. Periodization is very straightforward. Like, there's obviously unique things you can do with it, but it's very simple. It doesn't have to be this giant superset with like a bench press and a hack squat and a deadlift to make you better. So
I love it. All right, I'm really curious about these last two from the far brain. Okay.
the far brain. Far AI.
All right, far AI. So no more fitness nutrition stuff.
Cool.
If you could put anything on a billboard for the entire world to see, what would you put on that billboard?
What would I put on a billboard?
That's not marketing.
That's not marketing.
A lead magnet.
It would just be love with a heart around it, to be honest with you.
I love that. Last one. Best piece of life advice that you've ever received?
This was recently. Learn to live with a loving conviction. What I think I've gathered in my own life is we have insecurity, we have challenges, we have ups and downs, we have all of this. And we all crave certainty, yet there's really nothing that's certain in life, like other than that you're going to die and have taxes. Yet there are two things that you will find in people that are successful that are always constants. Conviction is one of them, like that unwavering belief that things will happen, and love. So if you put them together, that there's an incredible power in what that can be. So
I love that. I was curious on that one. Yeah. All right, far, everybody.